Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
To another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, it's a week or so since the Comrades Marathon, and a couple of people still battling with the disappointment of not finishing. Lots of people every year don't finish, and for some people who have done lots of Comrades, their first DNF, for some people it was their first attempt that they didn't finish. What's the best way to deal with that disappointment? And I mean, you can speak from experience because you've got a DNF under your name as well.
Yeah, so look, I've fortunately in my life I've had very few disappointments. I've had two particularly bad days at Comrades. I dislocated a bone in my foot coming down Botha's Hill, I think in the 2009 Comrades, and so I had to walk. Pretty much walk from Kloof all the way home. So I called that year the long walk to freedom. Then the following year, when I was really, it's still the fittest I've ever been going into Comrades in 2010, I was obviously really amped with the whole World Cup fever, and it was a strange thing because, you know, the World Cup and Comrades really had nothing to do with each other, but I don't know, we kind of just got into the vibe, and unfortunately I got sick, but I only got sick the night that I was in Maritzburg, so I started. And then ultimately I bailed at 60Ks. Probably shouldn't have run that far. And then in, I can't remember the year, but Maritzburg Marathon, I was going for a sub 250, and I also just had a really muck day. And when I look back at my training logs, I realized I had a muck day because I was in no shape to run a 250. So that was, that's two races I've DNF'd in. I've never DNF'd in any other race before. And look, you know, you go through it and you think to yourself, what if, what could I have done differently? And it's a good process to go through. And you really shouldn't beat yourself up about it because, you know, it's a tough thing to get it right year after year after year. There are people that run something silly like 19 silvers in a row, or other people that have run 40 consecutive Comrades in a row, and those are awesome achievements. But the reality is that for the majority of people out there, an injury or an illness, or you know, a poor pacing strategy, or just not quite being ready for the task, whether it's physical or mental, these things happen. We really shouldn't dwell on them. And the funny thing is, and I think this is the typical reaction of most people. Most of us don't give up when it happens. It makes us more determined. And so after my DNF in particular, I really was like, I'm so tired of this. And this sounds terrible, but I stopped relying so heavily on the fact that I'm a good runner, and I set out a proper plan for myself, and I trained really well for Comrades, and I, the following year, did a Silver Oceans and a Silver Comrades in the same year, and then came back and finally sorted out the downrunner of the 7-Eleven. And I think the best way to deal with the disappointment is to take a few weeks, take stock, but use it as inspiration and motivation for you to go out, set a target, nail it, and make yourself a better runner. Come back next year and get your Comrades medal.
Sounds brilliant. And yeah, no pressure, Lindsay. You mentioned it a couple episodes ago that your training partners now run a 6:20 for the down. You've got a 7:11. You've got some work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do. And look, the goal, I'll put it out there on air. The goal is a 6.5 hour up Comrades. So yeah, I pretty much started training yesterday, although I will be training for two marathons between now and Comrades. But that's the goal. It's down, and it's all been part of a two-year process.
No pressure. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We're back again with the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget as well, you can catch us on Stitcher Digital Radio. While you're there, if you listen on Stitcher, please do leave us a review and a rating. It just helps other people find this podcast. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.